We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotil, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97, which has moved from 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Our newest addition is Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV in Cameroon's largest city, Douala. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, USA report shows growth in the solar energy market. In cultural news, today is the Constitution Day in the Federated States of Micronesia. In animal welfare news, butterflies are protected in Formosa or Taiwan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 9th, is Waisak, the holiest Buddhist festival of the year, as it celebrates the birth, enlightenment, and passing of Lord Buddha. Chanting scriptures, praying, meditation, and almsgiving are all part of the auspicious day. Temples are decorated with lanterns and lights. There are also candle processions through the streets. It is a time of honoring Lord Buddha and rededicating oneself to his noble teachings. May all our Buddhist brethren celebrating Waisak be blessed with much illumination.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. Heavy rains that began in April have continued to fall over a vast region extending from the Amazon jungle to the Atlantic coast, affecting 10 of Brazil's 26 states. For some, it has been the worst flooding in two decades. At least 32 people have lost their lives and more than 200,000 were rendered homeless. Meanwhile, the southern region experienced its driest April month on record in 80 years.
Concerned, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 on April 26 to meet the urgent needs of the most affected, followed by an additional $20,000 on May 4th, while also sending her prayers. A combined $40,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of $186,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on Brazil's overall cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on the humanitarian situation in cases such as these. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
May 7th, 2009. Most Devoted Master, regarding extreme weather in Brazil. Many people with their animal companions are crowded inside churches and schools that have been turned into shelters. Rivers were rising as much as 30 centimeters a day in the hardest hit state, Maranhão, destroying bridges and making it too dangerous for relief workers to navigate and carry out their mission. The government rushed aid by air, over land, and through rapidly rising waters to the regions isolated by floods.
On May 5th, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva visited the flooded states of Piauí and Maranhão. He said that the priority is to relocate people who are at risk and look after their food and health. The National Secretariat of Civil Defense has been providing food baskets, materials, and funds for reconstruction to Maranhão and Piauí. Even though the worst is considered to be past, some rural areas remain reachable only by helicopter.
We appreciate so much Master's close attention and loving contributions. We will continue monitoring the whole situation and provide urgent aid in timely and proper manner.
Meanwhile, southern Brazil is facing drought in the states of Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina, where last April was the driest in the last 80 years. Nearly 300 municipalities and around 1 million people are currently affected. We will carefully observe the situation as well and see what we can do for the afflicted. We sincerely pray for the mercy of God. May all those suffering be comforted and the world be awakened. We appreciate Master's loving concern for people in need. Love from Association members in Brazil.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our viewers who may be concerned for the well-being of the Brazilian people. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this valuable report.
Our appreciation goes to President Lula da Silva, the Brazilian national and local governments, the National Secretariat of Civil Defense, and all personnel who have been coming to the aid of the victims. We are grateful for the attentive and caring assistance of Supreme Master Qinghai in this difficult time, as well as the concerned efforts of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the well-being of the many families affected, and for our planet to soon be freed from such distressing and costly weather events through our increased care for all beings and the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Health Organization warns swine flu could affect a third of global population.
With the global tally of people who have contracted the swine flu having surpassed 3,000, Japan, Italy, Argentina, and Brazil have now also confirmed their first cases.
Moreover, World Health Organization, or WHO, Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda has indicated an even more pervasive impact, stating, "We would expect the virus to infect many people. Perhaps a third of the world's population could be infected with this virus based on previous pandemics."
In Mexico, the country with the highest number of confirmed swine flu cases and fatalities, a five-day flu shutdown of Mexico City has just concluded, where the city's 20 million people were advised to stay home. In La Gloria, however, the town with the world's first cases of the swine flu, people remain wary. Many feel that the virus originated in the huge factory farm operations that surround the town and confine a million pigs each year. Health experts have warned that such factory farms are a breeding ground for dangerous new diseases such as the swine flu. Supreme Master Television's correspondent was on location in La Gloria, Mexico, where she spoke with some of the residents.
Hola, televidentes de Supreme Master Television. Estamos en una de las varias granjas que se encuentran en Perote, Veracruz, México. Se pueden escuchar los ruidos de los cerditos y el aroma fuerte que expiden estas granjas, que tienen desafortunadamente una crianza insalubre de los propios animalitos y que la propia gente de esta comunidad lo está reconociendo. Buenos días, señor. ¿Usted vive cerca de esta granja?
Nosotros aquí en Chichipopla, aquí a como se bajó de la carretera, ahí es a donde vivimos nosotros. El pueblo de aquí de Chichipopla no está con granjas, porque la mera verdad hasta los chamacos ya están enfermando, un pozo ya se contamina.
¿Usted ha entrado alguna vez a alguna de estas granjas?
Nosotros no, la mera verdad no, pero como ahorita nosotros trabajamos a pie de granjas, o sea, a pie de granjas, así pasamos y ahí, o sea, nomás al pasar hasta el olor del ácido de con el que deshacen los marranos, que se les mueren, es insoportable.
¿Usted sabe qué hacen con el excremento de estos animalitos?
Pues ahí nada más todo lo deshacen con agua. Todo, o sea, nadie no acarrea ni estiércol ni nada. Todo el excremento lo deshacen con agua, así es lavado a presión.
¿Fue lo que contaminó el agua y lo que va a contaminar la tierra?
Contaminando el agua y pues la tierra, todo, o sea, hasta el aire es lo que se respira.
Y en cuanto a la alimentación, ¿usted no optaría por algo natural para evitar alguna enfermedad?
Sí, o sea, la mera verdad, sí. Aquí lo que se requiere es algo que, o sea, limpio, o sea, sano, por más que por los chamacos, o sea, por los niños, por todo lo, o sea, es más los señores, esos son los que están más, que corren más riesgos, los de la tercera edad, para enfermos. O sea, que se fueran, o sea, que vieran la forma de retirar esta trampa. Es lo que quería.
Estamos con tres pobladores cerca de una granja de puercos. Ellos nos van a comentar acerca de su experiencia diaria que tienen con esta situación.
Somos varios que no nos estamos satisfechos ni contentos con esta empresa porcina.
¿Cómo ha afectado su vida?
A través de que pase más el tiempo, yo siento que nos va a afectar más. Porque yo digo que si las aguas negras están acumulando ahí y se van, yo me imagino que sobre del agua profunda, o sea, de la que está, pues de la que nosotros estamos tomando. Y después si llega a infectarla o algo, ¿qué va a pasar?
A lo mejor nosotros ya vamos para arriba, pero nuestros bebés más adelante son los que van a sufrir.
¿Usted optaría porque estas granjas se quitaran?
Ah, claro.
Esto es Supreme Master Television desde La Gloria, México.
We join in deep concern for the health of the residents of La Gloria, Mexico, and all those who are affected by factory farm operations. Our prayers that people across the globe will open their hearts to the suffering of both humans and animals and adopt the plant-based diet as the only true, healthy, and humane choice for all beings.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production. Swine flu.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu.
Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning,
preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. First Lady promotes eating veggies on Sesame Street. Recently appearing as a special guest on the internationally renowned children's educational TV show, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama encouraged kids to eat more nutritious vegetables for their greater health. She later commented, "I never thought I'd be on Sesame Street with Elmo and Big Bird, and I was thrilled. I'm still thrilled. I think it's probably the best thing I've done so far in the White House. First Lady Obama, we are touched as ever by your loving generosity, and we join in delight at your recent stardom on Sesame Street. Wishing adults and children alike abundant benefit from your exemplary message of wholesome, fresh veg living for all."
Afghan legislators visit Ireland as a model of peace. Parliamentarians from Afghanistan recently met with their counterparts in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland to study the Irish peace process, which successfully ended 3 decades of conflict and culminated in the 1998 Good Friday Accord. The visit is being organized by the State University of New York, USA's Center for International Development, as well as the Glen Cree Center for Peace and Reconciliation, an Irish non-governmental organization dedicated to building peace and fostering renewed relations. Many thanks, Center for International Development and Glen Cree Center for Peace and Reconciliation, for your sponsorship of this worthy project. We salute the work of the Afghan and Irish legislators as we pray for harmony amongst all people in both your lands.
Media encourages pet adoption from animal shelters. Newspapers and online news portals are lending their support to potential animal companions by posting notices encouraging their adoption into loving homes. The TZ News Agency in Munich, Germany displays advertisements for animals looking for a home. In the U.S., New York's LongIsland.com also informs readers of Long Island animal shelters and of how thousands of animals need a home. And USA Today featured news of a growing network of animal rescue organizations and volunteers who transfer companions from animal shelters in parts of the country where their chances of adoption are slim to other regions where their chance of a permanent loving home is far more certain. We thank all media for your help to our animal friends in finding good homes. Surely such kind gestures towards animals go a long way in building a more loving world.
First Palestinian football match in Europe. Held in Brussels, Belgium, the Palestinian national football team played the football club, or FC Brussels, from Molenbeek for the first time ever in a European setting last Wednesday. Over 200 Palestinian asylum seekers in Yarmouk, Syria, and thousands of other refugee football fans throughout the region gathered before televisions to watch the historic event. Supported by the European Union, the game was organized to mark the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East's, or UNRWA, sixth decade of achievements.
I ask, as we enjoy ourselves here tonight, that we bear in mind that the significance of UNRWA's 60 years of operations extends beyond the boundaries of this stadium. I ask that we reflect on the plight of 4.5 million Palestine refugees, almost 1.4 million of them who still reside in refugee camps in Gaza, West Bank, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon.
Le foot est porteur d'espoir pour une génération entière de Palestiniens partout dans le monde.
What a great game of peace. Many thanks, UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, all other organizers, and both teams for bringing excitement and happiness to the people of Palestine and the world. May events such as these continue to bridge understanding and acceptance across the globe.
Save our planet. Dwindling groundwaters in eastern India. Scientists have found that the water table in urban areas of the state of Jharkhand has dropped by an average of 60 centimeters compared to last year, prompting some residents to consider moving. Wells and ponds are parched, and some areas are so depleted that authorities may soon have to deem them dry zones.
Some deep bore wells have not yielded water at depths of over 300 meters. In addition, deep digging increases the risk of poisonous arsenic leaching into the drinking water. The water scarcity is thought to be due to climate change as well as the prevalence of urban area concrete, which acts as a barrier to prevent water from being absorbed by the soil.
We pray for the protection and resiliency of the people of Jharkhand, India. Let us step together towards sustainable lifestyles that support the availability of clean water for all people.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has emphasized that even long-term calamities such as drought can be remedied through a virtuous lifestyle change, as she highlights in the following video conference with our association members at an international gathering in August 2008.
But nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. This even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long. Anyway, the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also. But they have to listen. Even if you pray for the earthquake not to happen, something else will happen. To those people who have to experience this kind of thing, unless they turn their heart around and take refuge in their own loving, great power, compassionate nature. That's their only refuge. On one hand, we feel very sorry for the people. On the other hand, it's not much help we can do for them. Yeah. We can pray for world peace, we can pray for the planet as a whole, but people have to change.
Save our planet. Improved water management could curb potential food crisis. As climate change and the growing world population places higher demands on water, researchers at Sweden's Stockholm Resilience Center at Stockholm University, as well as the Stockholm Environment Institute and Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, have found ways to improve the use of water. While water usage currently only addresses blue water or river discharge and groundwater, the scientists suggest including green water, which is water that rainfall leaves in the soil. Their report stated, "Our analysis shows that many water-short countries are able to produce enough food for their populations if green water is considered and managed well." Our accolades, researchers at Stockholm Resilience Center, Stockholm Environment Institute, and Potsdam's Institute for Climate Impact Research scientists, for your auspicious discoveries about the world's water supplies. May our advances in conservation and care for the planet yield sufficient resources for all.
Save our planet. New frog species discovered in Madagascar. An expedition conducted by the Spanish Scientific Research Council in partnership with a German team led by Professor Miguel Vences of the University of Braunschweig has identified up to 200 new frog species in Madagascar. This latest discovery suggests that the biodiversity of the island nation is much higher than was previously expected and has led to concern of habitat destruction having a greater impact on more species. What a remarkable find. Our thanks, Spanish and German scientists, for sharing this heartening news. With heaven's grace, may these wondrous frogs and all beings flourish on the beautiful Isle of Madagascar for many generations to come.
Save our planet. A joint U.S.-Russian team releases a new report documenting the environmental risks facing Lake Baikal, the world's largest freshwater lake, due to climate change.
Save our planet. A survey conducted in Germany found that 56.9% of the population fears that climate change can no longer be reversed, while 95.5% believe that the United States and China should enact stronger environmental measures.
Save our planet. The Utah Department of Transportation in the U.S. voluntarily delays a construction project, instead installing a rope barrier to create an 800-foot protected area for nesting birds.
Hello there, I'm Karen the kangaroo, and this is my son.
Hi, I'm Joey. Mum and I are both vegan. We eat no animal products.
We have a tip today on raincoats.
Cool!
Raincoats and other rain gear can be made of something called PVC, or polyvinyl chloride. It can contain a harmful substance that is released into the air.
Can you get outdoor wear without PVC, Mum?
You sure can, sweetie. There are places online, or you can look in clothing stores near you, for PVC-free items.
That's great!
Thank you for watching.
And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In sustainable energy news, SunPower is shining stronger in the United States. In an annual review, Solar Energy Industries Association, or SEIA, of Washington, D.C., reported that U.S. solar power capacity showed its biggest jump in growth in 1 year. It rose 17% in 2008 to 8,775 megawatts. SEIA President and Chief Executive Officer Mr. Ron Resch said, "Increasingly, solar energy has proven to be an economic engine for this country, creating thousands of jobs, unleashing billions in investment dollars, and building new factories from New Hampshire to Michigan to Oregon. With 6 gigawatts of concentrated solar power plants in the making, 2009 is predicted to be another record year of development. What great news, Solar Energy Industries Association. May earth-friendly power sources soon be the norm around the world."
In cultural news, today, May 10th, is Constitution Day in the Federated States of Micronesia, commemorating the adoption of its constitution in 1979. Micronesia is situated southwest of Hawaii, surrounded by the North Pacific Ocean. It is made up of more than 600 islands with the scenic terrains ranging from mountainous interiors to marvelous beaches. The four states in this tropical paradise are Punapea, the Chuuk, Jap, and Cross Ray. Our best wishes, kind Micronesian citizens, for an extraordinary Constitution Day. Coming up on Noteworthy News, authorities in Formosa or Taiwan take measures to protect the butterfly population. We'll sit on the grass for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more good news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a benevolent world. In animal welfare news, Formosa or Taiwan takes measures to conserve butterflies. The National Expressway Bureau, under the Ministry of Transportation and Communications, has implemented a number of ways to safeguard the purple milkweed butterflies during their annual spring migration. These methods, employed in the last few years, include the use of protective nets and ultraviolet light. In addition, closure of one lane on the freeway and reduced speed limits have been put in place. Through these life-saving precautions, which are being extended to the end of 2009, the survival rate of the butterflies has increased from 97% in 2007 to 99.7% in 2008. Our gratitude, National Expressway Bureau, for your commitment to preserve God's creatures. May the gorgeous butterflies continue to grace our beautiful world.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Way Nature Intended."
In the physics examination, there was a question. When there is thunder, why do we see lightning first, and then we hear the thunder rolls later? A student answered, "Because our eyes grow before our ears."
And now for our viewers' heartline. Ms. Sean Bishop is the co-founder of The Sanctuary in New Zealand, which provides a loving home for rescued animals and injured wildlife. Supreme Master Television featured Finding Refuge at The Sanctuary in New Zealand about this fine shelter. Ms. Bishop wrote,
"This is a totally heartfelt thank you for the wonderful job you did on creating the two shows about our animal sanctuary. They were absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for capturing the heart and the essence of what we do with and for animals. I was so impressed with the work that you did. The final result was so polished and professional. I can't thank you enough. Best regards, Sean Bishop, The Sanctuary, New Zealand. www.animalsanctuary.co.nz."
Compassionate Sean, we're very glad that you liked the program. It was an honor for us to present your wonderful sanctuary to our global viewers. It would be a dream come true for all animals to have such an idyllic life as the beautiful friends at your haven. May the time be soon coming in a vegan world of peace and goodwill, with all our love in the grace of God.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and constructive stories from your area of the world are much appreciated. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. Log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline or to the address on your screen. Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
May inner peace and divine love be with you.
world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi, Jordanian King Abdullah II reiterated his country's support for Iraq's security, stability, and unity.
The 2,500-year-old school in Athens, Greece, attended by students of Aristotle, one of the most prominent philosophers of all time, will be transformed into a $5.9 million outdoor museum.
The Angolan government is looking to invest $1 billion this year to boost the nation's agricultural sector in an effort to provide a reliable income to two-thirds of the population.
The Jamaican government has allocated funds to ensure ample amounts of antiviral medicines, as well as helping inform the public in an effort to keep the nation free of swine flu virus.
During their meeting, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad discuss enhancing ties and cooperation between their countries.
Ian Walker from Charlottetown in Prince Edward Island Province, Canada, thanks all the honest passerby who helped him retrieve over $8,800 in cash after he scattered it on a busy street.
Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari affirms his country's commitment to peace with India and reveals plans to begin new dialogue.
Marlene Valentine from Georgia, USA, selflessly donates her kidney to save the life of Andrew, her 5-year-old grandchild.
A study of German youth reveals decreased tobacco consumption over the past 30 years, from approximately 33 to 16% for male teens and from 27 to 15% for females.
In Washington, D.C., USA, President Barack Obama met with Israeli President Shimon Peres, where the two statesmen discussed the Middle East peace process, among other matters of shared interest.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.